A Perfect Storm, a Rivers of London fanfic, written by Dory G and read by Katie Hart. Rated explicit. Pairing, Peter Grant, Thomas Nightingale. Additional tags, for sex magic, nipple play, and established relationship.
Fuck.
Language, Peter. Thomas chides, lifting his mouth from my nipple to grin hazily up at me. His lips are glistening wet, my nipple looks about the same. We're both naked and sweaty and twined together in a way that is about as conductive, if a lot more pleasant, to attempted concentration as being hit repeatedly by a cricket bat. And forma, specifically Thomas's forma, is moving over me in lazy waves. Suckling at the hollow of my throat, teasing gently over my free nipple, gambolling down my stomach, whispering over my shaky thighs in a way that would probably drive me totally insane if that barrier hadn't been passed long ago. What I'm saying here is that you shouldn't expect much restraint, or indeed coherency. How? My chest heaves and I let out a tiny whimpering sound as Thomas chuckles, low and heavy, drops his head to trail kisses around my oh-so-sensitive nipple, like it's the sweetest thing ever created. Learn this? I'm closing on 100 with somewhat alarming speed, Peter, he replies, and I feel it more than hear it, the vibrations of his words traveling up and under my skin in a way that does not help the whole concentration problem a single bit. You tend to pick up a few things. Yeah, but I whoop out a loud breath, tilt my head right back against the pillow and close my eyes to try and gain a little perspective. Thomas's forma, of bloody course, takes advantage of this the moment he notices. Creeps stealthily up my thighs until suddenly it's wrapping around my balls and I'm yelping out the rest of my sentence before I can even think. Weren't you supposed to be horrifically repressed back then? Thomas, fortunately for my continued chances of getting off on a regular basis, is not offended by this. Thomas, less fortunately for my current sanity, is so not offended by this that he actually chuckles. A distracting rasp of air that not only makes my nipple prickle, but that also causes all of his forma to tighten just so and an involuntary yelp to come clawing its way out of my throat. This was the 30s and 40s, Peter, not Victorian England. And furthermore, he pulls back for a second, considers. His forma failed to ease again, leaving me writhing and whimpering on the bed with absolutely no way to do anything about it. I believe that teenagers will always be teenagers, no matter what time they exist in. He smiles at me fondly, but shows no mercy. Instead, actually presses a kiss to my nipple and eases his hand down my body, cups my cock in a gentle grip that makes me buck up into him. Honestly, Peter, you can't believe everything that you read. I jolt beneath him, reach up to claw at his shoulders in a silent and desperate plea. It's not enough. It's never going to be enough. The teasing, the weight, the subtle touch of Thomas's hand where it matters the most. I want... My. And Thomas's composure slips just a little, just a lot. His voice dips an octave lower, his eyes go molten and entirely fixed upon my face. My. Do you want more, Peter? I make a strangled noise, one that's high-pitched, kind of shaky. It contains no actual words in it, probably not even any recognizable letters, but I hope it gets the point across adequately, carries across all the details, makes everything clear in a way that I can't actually verbalize because fucking Christ, it feels like my brain is melting out of my ears and taking every single bit of sanity that I may or may not possess with it. Well, Thomas says and studies me intently. I buck again, make a cramped winning noise that possibly backs up my original point. Well, Thomas murmurs and leans in a little, his breath ghosting across my lips, his forma going crazy on my skin. I snarl at him, choke at him, bare my throat to him like that's going to help anything. It fucking might. Please let it fucking might. Well, Thomas whispers, gaze going hot. I howl, and suddenly the forma is rippling across my skin, rippling inside me, and I'm coming. Harder than I ever have before, faster than I ever have before. So hard and fast that I actually see stars and galaxies and universes exploding behind my eyes in a weird parody of the Doctor Who opening titles. Fuck. I choke again when it's all over, flopping back against the sheets like a boneless parody of a human being. And Thomas, my Thomas, only chuckles in reply. The end.